In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Earlier this week, a very nice young man rang my doorbell. He was promoting a food delivery service called Relay Foods. Have you had any advertisements from these folks? Yeah. You go online, you list what you want, you give them your credit card number, and they deliver it. And if you're a very busy person, it saves you a trip to the supermarket. They offer foods from local stores, all different kinds of stuff. It's a nice service with a reasonable fee. It's not a new business model. Those of us who have lived in Northern Virginia know that there's a similar service called Peapod that goes through the Giant supermarket chain. And remarkably, it's something that's not only gaining traction here in the U.S., there's a supermarket chain in England called Tesco, their version of Kroger's. And they've got this kind of service too. Again, you order online, they deliver it. If they don't have something that you have asked for in your order, they will substitute the closest possible item available. So, for example, if your favorite thing in the whole world is Edie's cookie dough ice cream, yes, I'm looking at you, Doug, if they're out of Edie's, they might give you a half gallon of the Breyers cookie dough ice cream, which is a tolerable substitution, right? Well, a story broke recently about a Tesco delivery gone wrong. A man placed his order, including in that order a loaf of walnut bread, just the perfect thing for afternoon tea with a little jam on it, perhaps. Well, Tesco was out of walnut bread. What did they substitute? A whole octopus. Yeah, whoa, was right. I can't come up with a reasonable explanation of why they thought that the octopus was a good substitute for the walnut bread. And when the company heard about this error, they were mightily embarrassed. They couldn't figure out a good reason either. They wanted to refund the money, so they said online that they were refunding the fellow 2 squid instead of 2 quid. But they were embarrassed by it. Guy wanted a loaf of walnut bread. He didn't get what he wanted, but somehow somebody thought that although he wanted walnut bread, what he really needed was an octopus. Go figure. Thank goodness God does a better job than Tesco in sorting out our wants and giving us what we really need. This is something we wrestle with, isn't it? We don't always get what we want. We get what we need. And it's sort of like a Rolling Stones song. You can't always get what you want. If you try sometimes, you get what you need. Yeah, that one. What do we want? Love, family, stability, meaningful work, health. And add whatever you want to the list. Everybody's got their own list of what they want. But we don't always get that. Sometimes the ones we love don't love us back or even are hurtful. Witness the roundhouse punch that Ray Rice gave his fiancée in that elevator. Sometimes we want family, but are estranged from them because of past hurts. Sometimes we can't get the work that we would like to do and have to work in something that feels like hard, slow, boring torture to keep a roof over our heads and food on the table. Sometimes our bodies or our minds fail us and we become ill. And sometimes these illnesses cannot be cured. We don't always get what we want. But somehow, we get what we need. A wise friend might help an abused woman to leave her abuser, or might instruct the abuser in how wrong his behavior is. We might create a new family of friends who love and support us if our own biological family must be kept at a distance. A job that keeps us solvent might be a way station to something better. Or we might learn something about the work that surprises us and gives us a sense of pleasure and satisfaction. Our bodies might be imperfect or broken, but we can find comfort in the care of family, the ministrations of good doctors and nurses, the safety of residing in a community designed to support us in our infirmity. There might be moments of joy even when we think we have not gotten what we wanted. For me, almost 20 years ago, as a divorced mother, I thought my life was in a deep hole from which I could never resurface. Love had betrayed me. I was in financial distress. I had been working with my husband, so I had to find another job, and there were none to be found. My children were worried. I was terrified, and there seemed to be no answer to my prayers, until there was. A friend helped me find a job. Not the ideal, not a local job, to be sure, but a job nonetheless that would pay me well enough to take care of my children. Another friend let me stay with his family until I could get a place of my own. I slowly started to trust that things would get better. And after a while, after swearing that I would never trust another man again, I found the most loving and trustworthy and smart and cute guy in the world and fell in love again. Back when it all happened, what I had wanted was for my former husband to realize the error of his ways and to work to repair the marriage. What I had wanted was not to get divorced. What I had wanted was to continue working with him in the company that we had started. And I didn't get any of those things. I did not get what I wanted. But I did get what God knew that I needed, although it took a little while to play out. God does that. Think of the story of Moses. You just heard it a few minutes ago. Moses has led the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt, and now they are headed to a new place that God has promised and prepared for them. And it is a long journey. They're walking in the desert, they can't find enough food and water, and they are complaining about it, pretty understandably. And what do the Israelites tell Moses that they want? "We wish we had died back in Egypt rather than being out here like this." But God has another idea. The food will be delivered to them on the spot, sort of like desert relay foods. First bread, and then when it becomes clear that they need something more than bread, then quail. God delivers not necessarily what they say they want, but what they need. Bread and meat to strengthen them for the continued journey. They get what they need. So too, in a very different way, in the parable in today's gospel. There's a vineyard owner. He wants to hire day laborers to help to work in the vineyard. He hires some of them first thing in the morning. They agree to the usual fair daily wage, the acceptable practice. Everybody's happy. The workers are happy. They've got a day's work and a fair wage for the day. Later in the day, and several times thereafter, the owner realizes that they're not going to be able to complete all the things that need to be done that day, so he needs to bring more workers on board. He tells them he'll pay them the normal wage. and those noontime and 3 p.m. folks, they are equally happy. They'll work the whole afternoon and evening and be paid as if they were working all day. In the late afternoon, the work is almost done, but not quite. And the all-day workers are now exhausted and have slowed way down. And even the afternoon workers are not working at the same pace they began at. So the vineyard owner goes and hires a few more to help finish up the job. And he says, I'll pay you the daily wage if you come now and work really hard and help us finish this up. Sweet deal for them, for those guys who were hired last, full day's pay for a few hours' work. And the ones who were hired in the morning get a little ticked off and say, that's not fair. You can wonder if they wanted more money for themselves, as the gospel says, or less for the ones who work fewer hours, because that makes economic sense to them, right? But they had agreed to a fair wage for their day's labor. Do they want more money? Yes. Do they need more money? Not really. They were originally perfectly happy with the agreed upon wage. They didn't get what they wanted. They got what they needed. But wants and needs are not just stories from ancient times. We have them today, and we struggle with them still today. I want to be 6 foot tall and blonde. I have no cellulite anymore. Ain't happening. Sorry. What do you want? You may want me to stay as your rector, and I love you for feeling that way towards me, and thinking that I do an okay job, by and large, as your rector. But God needs me to do something else at Mayo House, and so I have to go. So if you can't get what you want, what do you need? Someone to help you get through the first few weeks of my departure, as you recall that you are perfectly capable of doing much of the work of this parish as laypersons. Someone to help you discern and dream about where God is leading you next, because this is an ever-changing community, and who and where you are now is different than it was just 5 years ago. Someone to be your next rector who will take you the next steps in your journey to places where I could not be able to take you. You may like me just fine, but I can't do it all. And there's someone out there that God has in mind who's exactly who you need, exactly to take you to the next place on your journey. It's all right, and it's normal to be worried about whether your needs are going to be met. Because I can tell you from personal experience, and many others in this room can share their own similar experiences, somehow, some way, God will meet those needs. Your wants, sort of like me being 6 foot tall and blonde, not so much. Some may happen, some may not. But here's the good news. No matter what, you can trust the Lord will always, always supply your needs. The Lord will always supply your needs.